It is Big Country 1029. I'm Susan on this beautiful afternoon and super excited. Lauren Dusky's in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
We're so happy to have you here.
I cannot even tell you how happy I am right now.
Oh, it just returning home. Like, we know Gaylord's your hometown. Everybody followed you on The Voice. The last time we talked to you was actually before the finale.
Yeah.
So we haven't had a chance to say congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
What's it like being home?
There's no better feeling. After the show, I went back to Nashville, where I've been living for the last 4 years. And I got to be honest, I haven't had a break to really come home. My grandma was sick over Christmas of last year, so I was home for a few days. But this is the real break where I get to just take a couple days and just enjoy home and hug my parents constantly and spend time with my brother. And there's no greater feeling. And I finally feel like I'm on a break, you know, and just enjoying the love from my hometown and the state. It's been so great.
Watching your social media, I wouldn't say you're on a break because you're doing like a little radio tour. And I'm like, when are you getting this break?
Well, the 4th of July, we are going to take a couple days. But the last week, it's been so humbling because, you know, I haven't been home. But for all these stations like yourself to open the door for me to come in and just talk about my journey and the single has been such a gift, you know, because I'm just little Lauren, just making my way around the states.
when you wrapped up the show, and now that it's all over, do you look back? Do you have an absolute favorite memory? I know it's probably hard to pick just one, but I mean, you got to perform with some amazing talent.
Yeah.
Is there one thing that kind of sticks out?
It was really surreal. A couple times, the one moment for me was I got to meet Shania Twain. She was one of our mentors, which I was losing my mind because honestly, she was the soundtrack to my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to be standing in front of me, and then she asks, she's like, "Do you mind if Blake and I sing some background vocals for you?" And I'm looking at her like, "Shania, you can do whatever you want. with murder." And it was incredible. And to watch her and Blake bickering in front of me, I'm just standing there going, "I cannot believe this is happening right now." And between that and being able to perform with a group like Little Big Town and being their fifth member for the night during the finale was insane. And they are some of the kindest people. I don't know if you've had a chance to meet them, but they're so kind and down to earth.
All country, though.
Truly.
I mean, I have been in country radio for a long time, and very like minute times have I not had a good experience. Country artists are the most loving and embrace their listeners.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm glad to hear that because that's been my experience too with meeting the majority of artists in this genre, but you just never know. But I'm so glad to hear that everyone's been kind.
Now, was it always country music for you?
Yeah, honestly, besides Disney tunes at the age of like six and growing up, but I started performing around the age of seven, and it's crazy. It's all coming full circle. My first performance was on the Alpen stage for Alpenfest when I was seven. And I've been singing country music ever since and got a lot of crap from my choir teachers. And they're like, "What are you doing? You don't belong in the choir. You're singing with a twang." And I'm like, "I don't know any different." But it's always been country music. And
how... It seems like it took you a long time to put out this new song that's coming out July 11th, Costume Party. What was that process like? I mean, did you listen to so many songs and you couldn't figure out what to, you know, which one was going to be the first single?
Yeah. So, you know, that's a really great question because I had been writing for this record and trying to be very diligent about putting together something quick for the fans. And I was getting impatient with myself, you know, and I was inspired from a range of different things, from breakups to things going on in my family to watching friends going through breakups and relationships and different things. But I gotta be honest, I realized one day just I lost myself for the longest time and I couldn't figure out why. And the moment I dug into those insecurities and kind of this new self-discovery is when Costume Party came about. And I'm so glad I waited because the song has brought so much clarity for me and it's been such a gift in my life. And I finally feel like I know what I want to say as an artist and as a human. And just, I know music is so powerful. And if I can just help bring some clarity to people through this song, it's all I really want to do.
And anybody that has heard any of the lyrics, I mean, you just have to feel you're so vulnerable. You're
Thank
so
you.
Exposed. It is so beautiful, and I can actually envision it crossing musical genres.
Well,
like,
thank
it is. And I just accidentally started it, but we're going to listen to it.
That's okay. We can jump the gun.
We are going to play it in a second, but I still want to talk some more about the song, because I saw your video when you posted the picture of yourself that was just so raw.
Yeah.
And then you get hate. What is up with people? I just do not understand that.
Well, it was tough for me too, because my manager and I had been going back and forth for months on the cover for this single, and we did two or three photo shoots where I was, you know, dressed in, you know, these different outfits, but nothing translated for me, and I didn't have like an aha moment, like, this is it. And the second we just stripped it all down, and I was wearing a tube top, of course, like I was dressed,
right?
But you know, it was crazy for me that people were offended by, you know, my collarbones. But for me, this was the message of the song. I wake up every morning, and for the last 15 years, I've looked in my closet and gone, okay, how do I have to dress for everyone else today besides myself? And that has been the struggle. And for me to just go, I don't need to wear, you know, I'm completely stripped and vulnerable on this cover, and that just seemed to be the best fit. So thank you for saying that, because it's been tough.
I think it's going to be a really big inspiration, at least I hope it is, for young girls, because there is so much social media and advertising, and you got to look this way, and you got to eat this, and you got to, you know, play with that and whatever.
Sure.
It's just be yourself.
Right. You'd think it'd be so easy, but it's so easy for me to say that I'm fully myself, which I still struggle, and I'm a work in progress. Like we were saying, it's just, you got to remind yourself every day that who you are is perfectly fine the way you are.
When you have a day where you forget that, how do you bring yourself back around? What reminds you? What do you have to
tough.
Do? Yeah, because I know, I you know, I've been on that side of anxiety where it's like, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to face people.
Yeah.
And so what do you do? What is your, like, go-to? Do you pick up the phone and call somebody? Do you listen to something? What brings you back to you?
Well, you know, it is tough still, and I have days where I'll be looking in the mirror and just really uncomfortable with what I see, and I think, and it gets me emotional. I think the biggest, what helps me the most are the people in my life, and bringing me back to reality and reminding me that, like, you are perfect the way you are, and you shouldn't be ashamed. I'm sorry.
It's all good. No,
but it's amazing. I think without them, I would still be, it'd be fighting it a lot more, and it'd be a lot more difficult. But I don't know where a lot of this came from, and I still can't really explain it, but I'm so thankful to have my family and the relationships I do, to help, you know.
I honestly do think this song is going to be good for especially girls to hear, but people in general who just don't appreciate who they are for who they are. And it's sad that we're like that, but
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
You know,
not alone.
No,
you know,
and that's the message right there. You are not alone.
Yeah.
Here, I feel like this, and you feel like this, and you know, let's stop feeling like
that. I know.
Let's
together,
stop talking
we can
to ourselves.
Do this.
Let's stop talking to ourselves so badly. So you have the new song, Costume Party. Official release date is July 11th.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a full album coming then?
Yeah.
Or okay, at the
not
same
that,
time, or
not at the same time?
Okay.
We're releasing the EP shortly after, so it'll be in the following months to come. Just actually cut the record a couple weeks ago, so we're in the process of finishing it up, and I'm tracking the vocals as soon as I get back to Nashville. But Costume Party will be out, like you said, July 11th, and it's available for pre-order right now. So I'm so excited to see the response so far with the videos we've posted, and yeah, it's been very humbling, and to be able to share it with my home state has been so special.
I saw your performance at Detroit. Was that just a couple of days ago?
Yes,
performing
ma'am.
That song. What was the response in person?
Oh, it was crazy, and everyone was on such a high from the fireworks. So everyone came over last minute to see the song, and there were a couple families in front, and you know, I had a couple parents come up and thank me for the song. And it just reminded me, okay, what you're doing and not giving up and taking your time, like you said, for this record has been important. And I just hope to continue to be able to share it with people.
We're so excited.
Thank
I'm just
you.
So excited for you. And especially because I know this song is just such a quality song. I'm not playing it yet. I know you probably get recognized a lot more than usual. How is that for you? I mean, I know it's probably, does it a little
so
awkward?
Weird. So weird. Because, you know, it's funny, here in Michigan, people are more willing to come say hi. But like back in Nashville, or if we're in an airport somewhere, people will just kind of look at you and, or they'll ask, do I know you from somewhere? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe. And then they'll start asking questions. But it's very bizarre for me, because a year ago, nobody knew who I was. Mm. And now it's like, this is crazy. Like, I guess people do watch the show. But
oh,
I
yes.
underestimated it for sure.
Have you had any weird autograph requests?
No, nothing crazy. People will ask me to sign their hats and stuff, which I still am like, you don't want me to ruin your hat, but nothing weird or nothing crazy.
Not yet. It's
I'm waiting for it, though.
It's coming. So given everything, all your introspect and how exposed you are, what is your life motto?
You know, to focus. Lately, it's been to focus on the journey and not the end result, I think. Especially on the show and coming off the show, I was so wrapped up in, you know, how are we going to make it to the end? But Blake told me one day, you know, it's, you're going to look back on this and wish you would just focus on the journey. And ever since then, I've just been trying to take it day by day. And I think that's all you can do in life, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. And you blink and...
Yeah, then
you
a whole year has gone by
exactly.
since we talked to you. It's
so
crazy.
Just to focus on the journey, I think.
Has he had a chance to hear this song?
You know what? It's funny. I sent it to him, and I didn't hear back. And then I texted him on his birthday, and he's such a busy guy. I hope he has, but I feel like if he had, it may have gotten lost in the text, but he would have said something to me mm-hmm. because he responded back to the happy birthday. So I don't know if he has yet, but... I'm hoping he will soon.
I can't imagine that he's not going to go, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. How's your friend Anne doing, by the way? I think
she's
that's
doing
awesome
good.
That you
pretty much the same, you know, which has been so hard to see her in this state already. But we're very thankful that she's not getting any worse. But she's still completely bedridden, and it's just hard to see her like that. But she's fighting harder than anyone I've ever met with ALS and... You know, she's one of the toughest women I've ever met. So
that's got to inspire you. Maybe will that translate into a song maybe down the line?
I really hope so. She does inspire me every day, and especially in the voice process, it was so nice to have her support. And because before that, you know, she really was the reason why I auditioned in the first place. She told me if I didn't, she'd never forgive me. And I'm like, okay, that I have to go do this. And I'm so glad I did. But she, thank you for asking. She's doing better.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
So, okay, it's time for some fun questions.
Yeah.
Something you can't live without.
Ooh. Oh. Gosh. My phone. It's so sad. Especially right now. That's the worst answer I could have given, but it's true.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Ooh, Macaulay Culkin.
Really?
Loved. In love.
First job?
Oh, I was working as a busser at Bentham's Northern Inn in Gaylord.
Nice. Do they have a picture of you up there by any chance?
I don't think so. No, I'm so close with the family that
okay.
might be a little
They're
awkward.
Like,
but
yeah, we know her. It's all good. What's your most prized possession?
Oh, I have a couple... from both of my grandparents who are passed, I have a couple pieces from them. But I have this little angel from my mom's mom that she gave me when she passed that I keep on my piano.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Let's see. Is there a song you wish you'd written?
Oh.
Like that you love so much you're like, oh, why can't I come up with a song? Like
honestly,
that?
And I know we were just talking about this, but Ghost in This House is honestly one of my favorites. And after reading the lyrics the first time, that was my first thought. Like, I wish I had written this. But so many. But that would be at the top for sure.
Okay, some either or questions. Hunting or fishing?
Fishing.
George Strait or Blake Shelton?
Oh, no. Blake Shelton.
Barbecue or picnic in the park?
Ooh, barbecue.
Books or movies?
Books.
Cake or pie?
Cake.
Board games or video games?
Oh, board games.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise.
Cowboy boots or sneakers?
Sneakers.
Roller coaster or Ferris wheel?
Oh, roller coasters.
Awesome. Lauren Dusky, gosh, I am so happy for you. I really am. And I'm going to play the song now.
Thank
it's Costume
you so
Party.
Much.
It'll be out July 11th, but you can pre-order now. How do they do that? Where do they do that? Where do they follow you and all that good stuff?
So you can pick up the song right now for pre-order on iTunes. And then on July 11th, it'll be available on all platforms, anywhere you listen to music. And feel free to follow me if you'd like on this crazy journey at Lauren Dusky, pretty much on all platforms.
Awesome. All right. So finally, without further ado, Lauren Dusky's brand new single, Costume Party. I love you. I can't.
I
hope
too.
So many people buy this song and it goes right to number
Thank
one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you.